Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, who is presently attending a sausage party.
Hey-o.
And...
You never know.
You're right. We don't know. But you know who we do know would be interested in all kinds of different parties? Army Hammer.
Oh, you guys, this story.
It keeps on going.
Woof. Okay, Holly, also get ready to play some Magic Fingers in a moment. But before we get to Magic Fingers, here's the deal. Army Hammer is quickly becoming the star of a disturbing telenovela on social media. By that I mean, over the last couple of days, there have been these like rumors and alleged messages from Instagram that have surfaced that make him out to be some kind of creepy toe-sucking cannibal.
Yeah. Can't he's
it wasn't even toe sucking, it was like, I want to cut off your toe and put it in my pocket.
So you'll always be a part of me.
Exactly. So he wants to eat your flesh.
Yes.
That was the story, and we're all just kinda like, ha, look at these silly stories where he's sexually disturbing and slightly cannibalistic. Because that's the world we live in 2021, trying to make light of people eating each other.
So
I don't know.
So
anyway,
so anything's possible in 2021.
That's just kind of out there floating in the pop culture ether, right? Well, now it's having real world consequences, like legit. And that's where I did sort of a record scratch, I'm sure, along with a lot of people, yourselves included, yesterday when I saw this headline. Army Hammer addressed those alleged DMs and has dropped out of a movie with J-Lo. What? What? So he has literally left a production, a movie for
a
which
job.
A job
J-O-B,
in 2021, job. Where I don't know if you know this, J-O-Bs can be hard to come by.
You're lucky if you got one.
Right? So he was set to begin production on a romantic adventure comedy known as Shotgun Wedding with none other. Oh my God, Colleen just went down on the Titanic.
Sorry about it.
Her background is a Titanic, and she wasn't in the frame, so it looked like she drowned. I never let go. Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez. He literally has stepped away from his role.
Okay, I have questions about this. Do you have answers?
I mean, I'll try. I just have what the information we have, but what do you want to know?
Like, he stepped away, or he was asked to step away?
Well, okay, so the way that the story is reported is that he stepped away from this role, and that Lionsgate is supporting him in this decision to step away from the role. And then he made a statement as to why he was doing this. So let's take the information we know, which is reported by responsible journalistic outlets such as Variety, which is the source of this particular story. He has stepped away from the role of Shotgun Wedding, which was set to film in the Dominican Republic. Put a pin in that. Mm-hmm. And I think for like a month. But he was like, I got to step away. Why? Quote, this is from Army Hammer. I'm not responding to these BS claims. He didn't say BS. He said it out loud.
The real word.
Yeah, he said the word. Claims. But in light of the vicious and spurious attacks online against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is supporting me in this, and I am grateful to them for that. So what's interesting is, on the one hand, you have this story, Army Hammer leaves a film project because of some spurious online attacks and BS claims.
I don't even know what that word means.
But then he also brings his children into it as if his children are a human shield.
Right.
Using his children as an excuse, which is interesting, which is ripe. This whole conversation is ripe for wondering what the bleep's going on.
Yeah.
And when we have a mystery to solve, sometimes we have to take a little trip. And we have to take a trip to the Oracle. And the Oracle for us in the world of pop culture, in this case, is that of Enty Lawyer, a guy who has a little website called crazydaysandnights.net who writes what we call blind items. Blinded by the item. And look, there's a blind item for this story. Holly, tell us more, because you undug this one.
I undug this one. Well, anti-lawyer put the following up on Twitter. You want me to read the tweet?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. So this isn't even a blind item. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Anti-lawyer tweeted 17 hours ago. He quote tweeted Armie Hammer's statement, Bradley, that you just read, and had this to say in response to Armie Hammer's quote. The same kids you didn't see for months and months and months while you partied and hired yachters? The children you didn't see for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Those children? Mm. Yeah, use that as an excuse.
Mm. Mm. Okay, so Colleen, why don't you translate that?
Well, what he's saying is your kids were in Grand Cayman with your wife for the better part of the pandemic, and you were gallivanting stateside and didn't make any move to spend any time with them since your marriage fell apart. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying your kids are the reason you're walking off this movie set.
Yeah.
And I think, in other words, what anti-lawyer is saying is we were born at night, but we weren't born last night.
Yeah, exactly. We have told, and we know this to be true, not just because anti-lawyer said it, because contempt prior to investigation is a futile effort. However, we know because we've been following this story all summer long and into the fall that Armie Hammer was not with his children because his children were with his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, who is on Grand Cayman. Now, recently, he jumped over to Grand Cayman. But what's interesting about that, remember I said earlier in this discussion, this story, if you're just joining us, about Armie Hammer leaving a film role with Jennifer Lopez because of some wackadoodle claims, or are they, on social media?
Well, stick a pin in that. Go on.
So, as I said, the film was supposed to begin in the Dominican Republic. Can you please tell me where the Dominican Republic is in relation to the world?
It's down south way. Down there.
It's down south way in the Caribbean,
in
right?
In the Caribbean area.
What else is in the Caribbean area?
The Grand Cayman.
Oh, so maybe, just maybe, you know, Armie Hammer was like, yeah, I guess since I'm on my way to the Dominican, maybe the month before I'll stop off and see my kids before I do this filming for 4 months, mm-hmm. which is why it would make sense that he's in Grand Cayman right now.
Right.
And he had to go through like quarantine and stuff like that because I don't really have COVID down there right now. What does that feel like? Oh my gosh. So I'm like, yeah, this is like this plus the blind item slash tweet that we just read indicates to me that like Armie Hammer is doing the very least in terms of being a dad.
Well, you know who he should have a talk with is Brian Austin Green.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
Because they're doing showy dadding.
Maybe they do.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. But now, really quickly, so that's all happening. But here's the thing. I'm not responding to these BS claims in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me. I cannot in good conscience now leave my children. What does any of that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. What he's doing is throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what will stick. But what he's not doing is confronting the reality of, or the possible reality of, some of the skeletons in his closet. Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that he wants to eat toes? Maybe not. I don't know. But what we think we know from anti-lawyer, from following Armie Hammer for a long time, is that he does have some kinky preferences. And he may be saying that the particular claims that we know about are spurious, but there might be some other ones that nobody's talking about just yet that aren't so spurious, and maybe we're going to get serious about them soon.
You're going to get serious about the spurious?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just say, it's so obvious. There is, where there is smoke, there is fire. You don't leave a film role because of somebody's cockamamie claims on the internet.
No,
you just
that's
say,
the thing.
You just simply say, I am responding to these BS claims because they're BS, and I wish they would stop because it's very hurtful to me, and I have children. Like, you want to know how to do this correctly? Here's how you do it. again, it's easy to say this from this vantage point, but that's the point, is that as a person who is not invested or connected to any of these people, the image you are putting out there in this statement is that there's something there, because if there weren't anything there, you would do that thing people do,
right,
and say, this is gross and weird. Why is anybody doing this?
Also, who is his representation who let that statement go out? Because that's terrible. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to have somebody on your team that's like, people are going to smell, you know, you're talking about BS, they're going to smell yours.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that statement is weird, because now, like this, now this thing that sort of everybody, if you go over to social media, people are just sort of poking fun at and using him as a punchline. But like, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. Like, people have these sort of like urban legends about celebrities, and I'm not even going to mention them because, you know, they're just dumb. But that's like a thing that happens. The internet is full of that. You just don't even acknowledge it or go near it, because mm-hmm. if you do, it just lends credence to what they're talking about. So here you had this sort of like weird subdivision of, you know, crazy Armie Hammer allegations that the internet was playing around with like a cat toy. And then he shows up and says, I'm not going to talk about this, but I'm leaving my job.
Right. Like, here's the deal. Richard Gere never talks about hamsters.
Gerbils.
Oh, and that's what I meant. Sorry. Gerbils.
Nicolas Cage doesn't talk about fish.
And they certainly don't leave jobs because of hamsters, gerbils, or fish. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Richard Gere, those rumors, those urban legends about Richard Gere have been present and accounted for forever.
Yeah.
The gerbil. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, who doesn't know what you're talking about?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, but Richard Gere isn't like tweeting out like these spurious gerbil claims.
Like, it's like Sammy Davis Jr. is a Satanist. We poke fun at that. I don't really think that Sammy Davis Jr. was worshiping Satan. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But like, if Sammy Davis Jr. showed up, well, A, I'd be really freaked out, because that means
that would be weird.
He probably is a Satanist, because he should not be alive right now. Mm-hmm. But like, in his lifetime, I don't think he would have spent much time worrying about the fact that people kind of thought he'd be like, that's funny, haha. In fact, if that were the rumor, I might show up on occasion. Like, if I were Armie Hammer and these cannibal stories were not true, like patently false, not rooted in any truth whatsoever, I think I would like open up a window or like go walking through a park and snack on like a human hand. Like, but that was made out of chocolate or something, like crunch, crunch, hey. To have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't quit your job.
Yeah, it's finger licking good. Yeah,
exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is going to be joining us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The one and only Elizabeth Reese has joined us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Boy, I love that you started by delving into the Armie Hammer story, which is just weird upon weird, weird upon weird.
Yeah. And it gets weirder by the minute.
I know. It totally does. His ex-girlfriend saying he likes the idea of skin in his teeth. I'm quoting that.
Oh, God.
That he wanted to barbecue and eat me is what his ex, Courtney Vucevic.
Oh, God, I can't. I wish you could see Colleen's face right now.
Yeah.
Skin in his teeth, like that.
Barbecue?
Yeah, yes. That was his idea of pillow talk.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's got some kink. He's a kinky, but is that a kinky kink? Guy.
That's creep.
I don't know. See, I don't really have a good read on the line between kink and creep.
Yeah.
I think the idea of eating someone is automatically creep when you venture into cannibalism.
Here's what I worry about is, like, did he ever act on any of this? And maybe that's one of the reasons why he's trying to distance himself from the story.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, kink is like, you know, pink fluffy handcuffs and whipped cream.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I think you need to spend more time on the internet.
I don't want to be on the internet at all. I already talked about that in this morning's Dirt Alert, that the internet is filled with too much weird, sick stuff.
There might be some videos that would surprise you.
I don't want to see them.
They might involve diapers, cakes, or both.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I want nothing. Mm. I want nothing to do with it.
Go no further.
Any hoozle. That's what's happening with Armie Hammer.
Oh, good.
Right now. I did say to my husband, I was like, there's all this weird Armie Hammer stuff going on. And he was like the baking soda. And I said, no, that's Arm and Hammer.
I get it, though.
This is an actor.
What kind of parent decides Armie Hammer is a, like... No. And they're not trolling the poor kid.
No, you have to say the child's name
aloud. Many times.
Many, many times to make sure that you're not missing something.
I think his grandpa, isn't his grandpa Armand Hammer?
Yeah, correct. I'm sure it's a family
name.
So
it really is Armand. His grandpa is Armand. Yeah. Armand Hammer.
Armand Hammer. He should get a lifetime supply of free baking soda.
Oh my God.
I think he is technically Armand Hammer as well.
So Armie's just his nickname.
Oh my gosh. Armie's his nickname.
Well, now his nickname's going to be
Creepy McCreeperson.
Toe Eater.
Gross. What do you think about this? Trevor Noah is buying a $27.5 million mansion. You know I love celebrity real estate so much. And
how many bathrooms? How many bedrooms?
So many. He and Minka Kelly are making plans for a future together. It's an 11,000 square foot house. And what do I always say? The ultimate in luxury is having more bathrooms than bedrooms. And this one, the ratio is good. 6 bedrooms to 12 bathrooms.
Oh my God, everybody gets 2.
I love it.
You get a 2 bathroom.
You get a bathroom. And you get a bathroom.
It has a steam room, a wine room, a screening room, a library, and a chef's kitchen. And the main suite has wall of floor to ceiling windows with stunning views. It's in Bel Air.
Pretty. Mm-hmm. I want a chef's kitchen. What, by the way, is a chef? I feel like the word chef's kitchen or
I think it just means you have a fancy stove, which means I have a chef's kitchen because I have a...
Well, now I'm jealous.
I have a stove that I'm convinced that if I turned on all 6 burners, that it would start to lift off from my house. I mean, that thing revs up so fast. It took a little while to figure out how to not burn things.
I want that problem.
I want the cook's kitchen to come with a cook.
Well, no, my question was, like, chef's kitchen seems like one of those terms, like farmhouse.
Yes.
Like, you know, and you're like, but I think we're overusing.
And you have an expensive range.
Yeah. Pot filler also, I think, are one of the most bizarre.
I have one.
Of course you do. And I would love it, I'm sure. But it just seems like I don't fill a lot of pots with water.
It was very silly because my sink is so close to it. And the pot filler, let me tell you, is very expensive. It's the most expensive faucet you'll buy. You're like, what? My price per use on that thing is probably like...
But I bet you tell people every time they come into your kitchen, here's my pot filler.
When someone comes in, I find a pot to fill so that I can use it, so that I can reduce my price per use on it.
That's awesome.
But I think that qualifies. You know,
I think so.
That was one of those things that I was like, well, if I'm doing it,
I should just do it.
Might as well go all in.
But then I kind of thought that was sort of silly. My sister flooded her stove with her pot filler.
Look, nobody ever spends too much on their kitchen.
I feel very, very strongly about minimizing plumbing issues in life.
I know. That's
right?
Plumbing
issues, electrical issues, whatever you can do to keep those at a bare minimum.
Guys, we had knob and tube electrical when we moved into this house. You had to physically buy a fuse, a new one. And when you blew a fuse, you blew that actual fuse.
My old house had that.
It is. I didn't even know that existed.
I know. It's crazy.
I had no idea.
I don't think it's up to code.
No, it's certainly not. And you have to get it fixed.
Yes.
So, anyway.
So if you've got that, fix
seems
it.
Like a lot of.
Boy, we covered home remodeling. Mm. But it's definitely not $27.5 million like Trevor Noah, holy buckets.
Yeah, Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that dirt alert. You. Hey, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. That means you got to call 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right. You win a prize on My Talk 1071. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on? on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Marta.
We've got Marta on the line. And what is Marta playing for?
Marta is playing for this.
A My Talk 107.1 t-shirt.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge, Marta?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Post Malone has a popular shoe collaboration with what company?
Pass.
Steve Trevor is the love interest of what superhero?
Say again?
Steve Trevor is the love interest of what superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Siegfried and Roy had their magic show at what Las Vegas hotel?
Pass. Come back to me.
Macaulay Culkin starred as Kevin McAllister in what film?
Home Alone.
Name one of the two Super Bowl halftime performers in 2020.
Yeah. Marta, I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge, but you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. All right, so let's go back and answer the ones she did not get correct.
No.
Fine.
Please?
Just kidding. Let's do it. Post Malone has a popular shoe collab with
Crocs.
She got that one. Then she did not get Siegfried and Roy had their magic show at what Las Vegas hotel and casino?
It was the Mirage.
And name one of the two Super Bowl halftime performers in 2020.
Shakira or J-Lo?
Shakira.
Really quickly before we move on, I wanted to clear something up. This is a great thing that we didn't know. We were questioning in the last segment, what is a chef's kitchen? And what does that exactly mean? And it doesn't just mean you have a fancy stove. Joni has emailed and she says, a chef's kitchen is basically a double utility kitchen. So two stoves, two sinks, two cutlery drawers, so that there's plenty of room for more people to move around at the same time.
Oh,
so like a double refrigerator, two dishwashers, so that you can have two chefs doing their prep in different areas.
Well, that's isn't that? The more you know.
You learn something new every day.
Thank you.
All right. And now that we've answered all of the questions that we had, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Well, hot celebrity gossip mysteries for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Here we go. This A+/A-list mostly movie actor who's an Oscar winner and nominee with at least one huge franchise is in essentially an open marriage. So when you know he's sleeping with someone other than his wife, you don't know if it's the open thing or something more. With all the divorce buzz, though, going on with his wife, this could be the reason.
There's divorce buzz with his wife?
Well, there's divorce buzz with this guy, this actor, because he is not wearing a piece
wedding
of
ring.
Yeah.
Who is that? Because I can see the headlines. So-and-so not wearing his wedding ring.
Oscar winner / nominee with at least one huge franchise.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
No.
Okay.
But good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like that one.
Thanks.
No, somebody else. Now,
this I know we've seen this person in headlines this week, right?
I don't
or
know.
Last week.
Yeah, within the past couple of weeks, specifically because this person was palling around with his A-list BFF.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Yes. Ding, ding.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the blank.
I will. Matt Damon isn't essentially in an open marriage. So when you know Matt Damon is sleeping with someone other than his wife, you don't actually know if it's part of the open marriage arrangement or perhaps it's something more. However, with the recent divorce buzz around Matt Damon, it's probably the latter.
This is a lot of weird words together. Yeah. Like, I don't get it. Like, he's saying that something more, meaning they're going to get married?
No, meaning that this is probably not within the open marriage arrangement. So
why would you do that? If you have an open marriage.
Listen, because when you're a celebrity,
you get to do whatever the hell
you
want.
You can have extra stuff. You can be a cannibal if you want to.
You can put toes in your pockets.
You can do anything.
Toes in my pockets, cause you're so creepy. I bet you wanna eat this person over here. Okay, next.
We're ready for another blind item, I think.
Blinded by the item.
Here there's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Try this. This A-list dual threat actress who is an Oscar nominee slash winner and an Emmy nominee slash winner rarely makes bad choices when it comes to projects. Back in the day, she made a huge one trying to play a beloved television character in a movie. It was awful, just like her latest similar project will be.
This, I'm assuming, is not Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Dual threat meaning TV and movies?
Yes.
Okay.
Rarely makes a bad choice when it comes to projects. Does she make a lot of projects?
Yes, she makes a lot of projects.
And they're usually good?
Yeah, she's a very busy modern gal on the go.
I mean, or is it Reese Witherspoon?
No.
But, you know, kind of.
Does dual threat mean TV movie?
Yeah, Colleen just asked that.
Oh,
it's fine. He was in his thinking space. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Yes. I do have one more question.
Yes.
I already asked it.
Is this person like dual because of their movies and TV?
Oh my, stop it. Is it Tom Hanks? Okay.
It's an actress. It couldn't be Tom Hanks.
I was teasing because remember the other day when we guessed Tom Hanks five times for the same
one? But is it Tom Hanks? No.
It's not.
Dual threat actress who's usually much better at this behavior, but then she had a big buzzard.
Stinker. She had a stinker.
Uh-huh.
When she played a beloved TV character in a movie.
Oh. Yes.
What, Brad?
Wiggle your nose and maybe you'll figure it out.
Give us a clue, Bradley. What are you thinking?
Well, you wiggle my nose. Is it somebody played Samantha from Bewitched?
Oh, who played her? Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, because of I Love Lucy. Oh, my God. We got there.
Oh, my gosh.
Colleen, you weren't here the day that we talked about this.
Yeah, so tell me, because I don't know. So is she playing Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
Thank you.
Why is she playing Lucy?
Because she's an A-list actress. Do you want to read it and then we'll talk? Mm-hmm.
She's the wrong. That's casted all wrong.
Thank you.
So, Nicole Kidman, who is an Oscar winner and an Emmy winner, rarely makes bad choices when it comes to projects. But back in the day, maybe about 15 years ago, Nicole Kidman made a huge mistake trying to play Samantha from Bewitched in a movie of the same name. It was awful, just like this latest project where Nicole Kidman is playing Lucille Ball is gonna be.
And here's the, like this story has two tragedies, because the first tragedy is that anybody thought Nicole Kidman would make a good Lucille Ball.
Thank you.
The second tragedy is that people on Twitter were like, no, it should be Deborah Messing, because she once dressed up like Lucy for an episode of Will and Grace. Mm. And I'm like, just because she looks good in drag doesn't mean she needs to be behind the camera playing that character.
This is going to be a disaster.
Well, for a number of reasons.
But you know what? I think you actually hit the nail on the head with the first thing you said, which is, you know, this blind item makes it sound like she made the bad decision, which is, you know, she's probably half responsible. But whoever offered it to her is an idiot.
Oh, it's Aaron Sorkin, I think.
Dumb. No.
Because this is Aaron Sorkin's movie and he's directing it. And it's going to be Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, right? No, not Javier Bardem.
Yeah, he's playing
Javier Bardem.
Desi Arnaz.
But is it Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually Tom Hanks.
I just like saying Javier Bardem.
Who doesn't?
I don't know about him. I mean, sure, maybe. I don't know. We do need to come up with a better casting choice, though.
I agree.
Do you know who I think would be a good casting choice?
Who?
Go with me.
I will.
And her name is escaping me, and it always does, but she's a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
Oh.
I would be more open to Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Good call.
I don't want people to feel limited by the red hair.
No.
Because Lucy was not actually a real redhead.
Yeah.
Because we know.
But to me, it was more about the actress. And I think Julianne Moore has done a good job of...
Right. No, I'm with you on that. I just want us to feel free to, like... really consider people.
You don't. You just don't want to feel the pressure of having to do the role yourself.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah,
for understanding.
We see you.
Thanks, guys.
One more,
please.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. Here we go. The cleaning actor is going to announce a trip to rehab. He might call it something different, but it's rehab. It won't solve the problem of him being a bleep, but it will probably keep him from losing his career.
Army Hammer. Is it a cannibalism rehab?
You know, we don't know.
Once you get that first taste of human flesh, man, I don't know if you can ever go back to chicken.
Okay.
Because everything is How just like...
know? Everything pales in comparison.
Everything is pale in comparison. Like the face you have before I eat you.
Okay. You guys...
If you were going to eat something, like human, what part of the human body would you eat?
I want you to answer that first.
Why?
Because you asked it. I have to think about it. It would take me some time.
Does she feel like... No, never mind. Let's go on. Because this is just not going to go anywhere good.
Thank you. Again, it's really hard to take Bradley seriously when he's talking about cannibalism when his backdrop on our Google Meet is a...
Is Google Meets.
Literal... It is. It's a literal platter of meats. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, can we all agree that 2020 kind of sucked?
Evidenced by your background of the Titanic, yes.
Thank you. But you know what? It wasn't all bad because we got to keep something very, very special. And we're going to celebrate what we got to keep when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And you know, we can all agree 2020 was a bummer, to say the least.
Yeah.
Not a great year.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons, for a lot of people.
Yep. But
some more than others.
But I did want to just highlight something. Like, a lot was taken from us in 2020. There's one thing that we were urgently protecting very early in the year.
Toilet paper?
No. A person.
Oh.
That we were like, dear God, please let 2020 let us keep.
Yeah.
Betty White. And we got to keep her. You guys, sure. We had her all of 2020. And not only that, that woman is about to turn 99 years of age.
Oh, yeah.
She is the 17th.
Yeah. She is a survivor.
She's amazing. So we're just 3 days away from Betty White's birthday. And do you want to know what she's doing for her birthday?
What?
She's going to quarantine.
Well, was that an option or was that not an option? Of course she's quarantining. Stay safe, Betty.
She's so cute. She said, what I'm doing for my birthday, I'm running a mile each morning, has been curtailed by COVID. So I'm working on getting the pet set re-released and feeding the two ducks who come to visit me every day.
Oh,
yeah. So do you know what the pet set is? Are you aware of that?
I have no idea.
It is her Animal Positive series that featured chatter about pet care, wildlife preservation, and visits from celebrities and a plethora of animals. Both domesticated, such as dogs and cats, and wild, like elephants, bears, and gorillas, and kangaroos.
I get the impression that one of the secrets to her longevity is work. You know, that staying busy and doing something is what, you know, propels her forward through the universe. And for that, I am grateful because that means she's still with us. But I do have this like thought in my head, like, girl, take a break. It's okay.
Right.
You know, like, well, I mean, she's feeding ducks, so she's not the busiest person on the planet. But at the age of 99, I want her to be like Doris Day, just, you know, walking around with her dogs and, you know, laying in the grass. And may she rest in
peace. I don't really want her to lay in the grass because I feel like... you know, when you get to a certain age, once you get down there, it's hard to get up. I just don't want her to get left.
She's running a mile a day. I think she's fine.
That's
right?
Got good joint health.
That's true.
I will say, too, the one little factoid that I love about Betty White is she is literally older than sliced bread.
I love that.
Sliced bread became popular in 1928. Betty White, born in 1922.
OMG.
She is older than sliced bread.
Why did it take us so long to figure out how to slice bread?
Well, I think commercially, right? Like, we've always been able to slice it.
No, but... I know that. You just get a loaf and gnaw it off.
Well, like, wow, we finally figured out how to cut bread in 1928.
If you take a knife to it, you slice clean through it.
It's like you can just have one little piece and they're all the same size.
I know that you meant commercially sliced bread. I just feel like it's so interesting that that wasn't like an option until that it took us that long.
No, I didn't realize that either, because you would just assume that, you know, bread slicing was one of the first things we figured out. But We actually had cars before sliced bread.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And television. No. Well, probably some nascent form of...
TV started in the 30s.
Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. There's probably some, you know... Anyway, Betty White, very much older than most of the things we enjoy in this world today.
Yeah, and she does say she's incredibly healthy, and she's very thankful for that. And she's going to be spending her birthday in quarantine, and I'm sure she'll have a martini or two. The 17th, so just in like 3 days.
All right.
Can we just also double back, because we've gotten some communications from our listeners on a conversation we were just having.
About cannibalism?
Well, two things. No, not about cannibalism, about I Love Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
So first thing I want to say is I want to publicly apologize to some of our listeners. For some reason, we are not getting all of your emails. We are working on it furiously behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Worry not. But just know if we don't, if you don't hear from us, or if we don't use it in a conversation, we may not have gotten it. And I apologize. Mm-hmm. And we just have realized that this is happening. So don't worry. It's all good. Okay. But we did get an email and we got a tweet about I Love Lucy. And Jessica said, what about Emma Stone for Lucille Ball? And then she said, why are they going older? How old were Lucille Ball and Desi during filming? And I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that Emma Stone would be a great option.
She was, we talked about this the other day when we contemplated, like, because one of my essential reactions to the news that Nicole Kidman was playing Lucille Ball was actually like, and I felt weird doing this because, like, I don't want to ever, like, focus on a woman's age and what she can or can't do. But I will, for the purpose of this story, because Nicole Kidman is older than Lucy was at the time they're filming. And my understanding from the very little we know is that they're going to be filming a time period where they were producing the show, which would put her in her 40s.
Okay. Yes.
And so you'd maybe want, if you're trying to go for that similar aged actress, it wouldn't be Nicole Kidman.
Right.
Also, I think there's just something distracting about Nicole Kidman's person that, superficially, her face,
true,
because
though,
she's had a lot of plastic surgery.
I said that when I watched The Undoing, it was distracting.
We brought that up too.
Okay, good.
Because I had the same experience that I found her to be incredibly distracting. Not just her plastic surgery, though, but there's something about her acting that just took me out of The Undoing constantly. Mm-hmm. She was the only thing I kept thinking of, and I just don't think that that's what this role needs. Anyway,
agreed.
One of the people I thought of in the break was maybe Amy Adams or somebody like that era.
Yeah.
Or decade
of their
life.
I mean, that certainly is the right, like, age, which brings... Okay, so then we also got this email from Dell who said, when it comes to the role of Lucy, doesn't it really depend on the story being told, which is kind of what we're talking about. Maybe the writer-producer sees something in Nicole that could be best used in the telling of who our beloved star really was in real life. I could be way off. Is it going to be a comedy, a drama, lighthearted, dark, disturbing? I don't know or remember much about the personal life or personality of Lucy, the person.
Well, yeah, Bradley and I... So behind the scenes, Bradley shared this Variety Club all-star party for Lucille Ball back in 1984 this morning. Mm-hmm. And there was a line that her husband said to her in this special that I was like, this is probably what they're going after. Her husband was presenting her with a medal and saying words of sentiment. And he said to her, always directing, meaning she was trying to direct the scene. I think that is telling about the real Lucy and the story that this movie is going to try to tell.
So maybe we're not looking for somebody super slapstick, but somebody with sort of an edge that...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still... Nicole Kidman's still all wrong.
Yeah, no, exactly.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is the name you always wished you had? 651-641-1071 after this.